You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed him on the way. We can learn a lot, brothers and sisters, from Bartimaeus, the blind man, in today's gospel. Maybe his life was not perfect. He was sitting at Jericho, a place that symbolizes the downfall, because it is in a lower altitude, in a depression. Maybe his life was very difficult. Maybe he was struggling with many things in his life. But at that moment, when he saw Jesus Christ coming, he took advantage of this. His faith has saved him. At first, we see his perseverance in prayer, in calling the name of Jesus. What he was saying, we know as the Jesus Prayer. "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, have pity on me," or "have mercy on me, a sinner." So he was very persistent and consistent in prayer. He prayed without ceasing, called the name of Jesus louder and louder, despite of the distractions, despite of obstacles that people would tell him to be quiet, but he kept on going. And then when he was called by the disciples of Jesus, he immediately came to Christ. And also, he said to Jesus what he really wanted. He wanted to see. And afterwards, when he regained his sight, he followed Jesus. This is a vocation story that if we truly experience what Jesus does for us in the sacraments, in our life, by healing us, by giving us new sight, by listening to our prayers, we are called to follow Jesus. Just like the man from Jericho. So brothers and sisters, whatever you're struggling with, try to imitate Bartimaeus. Try to call like he did, without ceasing, persistent in prayer. And tell Jesus what you really want him to do in your life.
Amen.
October is a month especially dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary. Rosary devotion takes place at our shrine every day after 11:30 a.m. Mass, Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday after 12:30 p.m. Polish Mass. On Monday, October 22nd, we celebrate the memorial of Saint John Paul II. Sunday, October 28th is a day of prayer for all deceased, as we observe on this day All Souls Day at our shrine. Procession to the cemetery in Polish will take place after 12:30 p.m. Mass. On November 1st, we celebrate All Saints Day, a holy day of obligation. 5 p.m. Vigil Mass will be celebrated on Wednesday, October 31st. And on the Solemnity on Thursday, November 1st, Masses will be said at 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m., both in English, 10 a.m. in Polish, 11:30 a.m. in English, and 5 p.m. in English. And November 2nd, All Souls Day, Masses will be celebrated at the shrine in English at 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m., 11:30 a.m. and Mass in Polish will be celebrated at 10 a.m. The Polish Television Theater's festival screening will take place at our shrine. The movie Totus Tuus, about John Paul II. The screening will take place on Sunday, November 4th at 11 a.m. in the Visitor Center's conference room. On Sunday, November 11, the Polish American Cultural Center Museum in historic Philadelphia invites everyone for celebrations honoring the 100th anniversary of the reinstatement of Poland's independence and its restoration on the map of Europe after 123 years of political partitions. Everyone is invited to attend the Poland Independence Day Mass at 12:30 p.m. on November 11th at our shrine, which will be followed by a tribute to Poland and Polonia in America. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.